Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. Day two of my healthy fried recipes is my broccoli tempura with a burnt sugar soy glaze. And I promise this is one recipe that's really going to satisfy your appetite for something unique, something healthy, and something really quick. A special thanks to my sponsor, Mr. Victor M. Perez, attorney at law, 1304 West Center Avenue, Visalia, California, 93291. 559-625-2626. So what we're going to need to do to get started here, we're going to need 2 cups of broccoli florets. Now, it's very important that we remember when we're picking out broccoli, we want to always try to go with what is fresh. So don't get anything out of the bag. And I'm not trying to hurt any of our bag companies, but it's very important, like I said, to remember that broccoli needs to be fresh because that's when it's at its best. So what we're going to do is we're going to get the broccoli, and I like to cut them down to at least quarter to nickel sizes. You could do them bigger than that if you choose to, but remember, for it to be consistent with the recipe that we're actually providing for you today, it does need to be a little bit smaller because a tempura is a quick fry. It's not an actual sitting there frying for 6-7 minutes. We're talking 2 minutes tops. So what I like to do is get my broccoli florets, put them in a cup, and with 1 cup of flour and salt and pepper always to taste, because we always want to make sure that it's not bland. We don't want to serve bland food here on the Untamed Chef. 1 cup of club soda. We're going to mix that with the salt and pepper and with our flour. Once we mix all that together, then I'm going to add our broccoli to the mixture. We're going to go ahead and work that around. I let it sit in the fridge probably for about a good 45 seconds to 1 minute. And then we're going to go right into a 375 degree fryer. Now, always remember, especially if you have children, it's very important that we always practice safety first. So we don't want any kids getting burnt. So while those are frying up very quickly, we're going to add 2 cups of soy sauce to 1 cup of brown sugar. And then we're going to hit that with 2 tablespoons of slurry. Now, remember, slurry is a mixture of cornstarch and water. So we've already used the cornstarch for our last recipe. And if sometimes you want to do these recipes in succession to see exactly how they work, then all you need to do is just take about a tablespoon of that cornstarch, add it to a tablespoon of the water, and guess what? You have 2 tablespoons of slurry. I promise this is one of those really unique recipes that's definitely going to satisfy your craving. Now, what I call about my burnt sugar soy glaze, I like to let that just reduce down a little bit. Once the bubbles start to get big, take it off the heat and go ahead and let it come to room temperature before serving, because it would be like eating lava, so do not do that. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me on my Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, and also give us a like there. We really appreciate it. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.